Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for Easter Sunday, 2024. The readings for Easter Sunday this year give us two pictures of Peter the Rock. One telling us that before seeing and believing the significance of his master's empty tomb, he didn't understand the teaching that Jesus had to rise from the dead. This is the guy who was so afraid of the people who put his master in that grave that when Jesus was still alive, Peter denied even knowing him. So once his understanding of that newly empty space kicks in, we meet a new Peter, one secure in his master's forgiveness and strong on sharing it with the world. Everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sin through his name, he reassures us through Acts chapter 10. Forgiveness is the first step to holiness, the forgiveness we give as well as get. There are many more steps, Peter tells us in his first letter. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, live soberly, and set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Like obedient children, do not act in compliance with the desires of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." That's from 1 Peter chapter 1. A recent article in a faith-based magazine stated that demonic possession is at an all-time high, and the reason is that humans aren't as holy as we once were. This begs the question, can there be degrees of holiness, or just degrees of our corruption? Our faith's role models exhibited perfect holiness and inspired us to spend our lives striving to get there by God's grace. Catholics are called to believe that Mary was the only human, besides her son, conceived in that grace, without sin. Nobody else. Could it be that a well-lived life is one spent peeling off our layers of corruption so we can see and hear God? Or maybe so God can see us in the state for which we were created? We may never become that spiritually naked in this life, but ultimately, divine unity is accomplished by God's grace, not by our trying to be holier than the next guy, as judged by human eyes. Easter Sunday's letter from Paul calls us to rise above our search for an earthly spotlight and to add our own light to God's glory. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. That's from Colossians chapter 3. For us corrupt humans, surrounded by this world's deafening invitations to join its noise, could the road to holiness be found by separating from that chaos so we can hear an otherworldly invitation to live God's perfect peace? Holiness, like love, is lived, not measured by our own sliding scale of fulfillment. Fullness can be found in an empty tomb. Peaceful Easter to you and to your family. From the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio. This is Tom Andell.